SpaceX held its third annual Hyperloop competition this past weekend in California. The Hyperloop is a proposed high-speed mode of transportation. ASU's Hyperloop team, AZ Loop, took part in the competition. Joshua Bowen is AZ Loop president, and he joins me. And Joshua, first off, tell me a little bit about the competition itself.
So this is the third competition that Elon Musk has hosted at SpaceX, where he invites teams from around the world to compete in building a quarter-scale prototype pod for a Hyperloop system. And so we were one of 20 teams selected out of the entire world to go compete at SpaceX headquarters. And the whole week going up to the competition was us testing and making sure our systems were safe and ready to run during competition.
How'd you guys do?
We did pretty good. We didn't end up running this year, but our pod was completely new, and a lot of the tech was something this was the first time we did a lot of it. So it was a big learning experience for us.
The Hyperloop itself, it's not like you can just sort of look at it and scale it down for your purposes. Like, you're trying to look at something that people have talked about developing and building but doesn't exist yet, and you're trying to build sort of a scale in terms of both potentially size and speed of that. So I would imagine that, like, you're kind of, pardon the pun, flying blind a little bit on some of this, right?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of existing transportation technologies that we draw a lot of our designs from. There's bullet trains with magnetic levitation, there's electric cars, there's all this stuff that we have to figure out how to put together and make all the systems work. That's really key to it. We're pulling systems from existing technology and even developing our own in order to get it all working together.
Was there anything that any of the other teams did or had or, you know, seemed to know technologically that you think, wow, that's pretty cool, we hadn't thought of that?
There was a lot of cool designs there. We saw teams use some of our previous designs with cold gas, not our specific designs, but teams use designs similar to our previous ones with cold gas thrusters. We saw teams with a lot of experience with electric motors end up incorporating multiple motors into their design to help overcome the high torque, high power limitations of a single motor. So there was a lot of different innovative solutions to the problems we were facing.
How close or not close do you think we are to having a functioning Hyperloop?
I would love to see one in the next 5 to 10 years. Maybe not for passengers, but definitely cargo. There's a lot of push for that around the world, and you can see a lot of test tracks popping up all over Europe and Asia, as well as here in Arizona. There's several companies working to make that a reality just here in the next few years.
How significant to that goal do you think competitions like this and efforts like the one that you guys at ASU took part in, how significant are those to trying to make the ultimate goal a reality?
I think these are great. Not only does it draw a bunch of publicity for the concepts, but it also gives some people to go off of. Like you were saying before, there's not something to go off of. This technology is new. So this is a big stepping stone for research and development for the Hyperloop. Elon Musk has approved for a fourth competition next year, so you can plan to see AZ Loop next year.
All right. That's Joshua Bowen, president of AZ Loop. Joshua, thanks for your time, and good luck next year.
Thank you.